Well, look at this, 7:41 in the Magic Valley, and we need to put the microphone on so we can chit-chat with the chamber. Say that three times.
Chit-chat with the chamber.
Look at who's over here, Cheryl. We are live on Facebook, so Janie says good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
All right, so anyway, stress management is what we're dealing with here in the workplace. I know we don't have that kind of stuff here. What are you talking about?
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Throw COVID-19 on top of the whole mess. And then boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, I mean, we're all feeling completely overwhelmed with work. I've talked with many people in different industries for the last 10 days or so, and everybody has been telling me that their to-do lists are getting longer and longer and longer, and they're unable to get things checked off, and they're all feeling the weight of the stress and trying to cope with, you know, all of the craziness in the world right now.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
It is.
I don't know if my skills of just not paying attention closely or just not. I feel kind of, when this COVID, but I mean, I just move on, and it's, so I don't know, maybe it's kind of weird.
I thought we talked about this last week, that you had a short attention span.
I have a very short attention. It's like, oh, we're going to do that now. Okay, well, let's do that. Cool. Yeah, I'm pretty flexible.
For everybody not like Paul, let's talk about a few things.
All right, go for it.
All right, the first one to cope with stress management in the workplace is forget multitasking.
Forget it.
Just forget it.
Don't do it.
Studies have shown that back in the day when they kept telling us multitasking was good, they were wrong.
You were kidding. Just kidding here.
Well, I mean, you kind of mentioned too with your short attention span. We can't stay as focused, and we can't give our 100% to the task when we're constantly interrupted and pulled away to different things.
Right, yeah.
And so there's more errors, there is more burnout when we try to multitask.
Yeah.
Okay? So another one is to be clear on your requirements.
Right.
And this is especially for supervisors and managers, that they need to make sure that they're very clear on the requirements to their teams.
Okay.
And if they add more things to their to-do list, they need to be very communicative to let them know if item 6 has now moved up to item 1.
So they should keep a running tote board, as it were.
Pretty much, because you know, emergencies pop up, things change, we get that. And you have to be able to be flexible enough to reorganize and restructure the task list, but keep in mind that some of your team members may not be comfortable coming and saying, hey, what is the top priority today?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And that changes.
It does change.
Around here, that changes about every other 5 minutes. Take breaks, you say.
Take breaks, yeah. When I was talking with Brock earlier this week, we talked about your porch out here at the studio.
Yeah.
And that's
a lot of breaks.
That's your guys' break room. But when we need to have clearing of our minds, mental clarity and stuff like that, it is important to stand up and go out on a walk, get in the sunshine, take a break, whatever you need to do.
Right.
There's, I'm just going to put a plug in here, Paul, on the blog at visitjeromeidaho.com, there are so many more tips than what we're talking about. But I'm going to end with two I'm going to combine together because they're favorites of Paul's.
Yes. Stay organized.
Stay organized.
You're my organization right over here.
So
I need organization.
Stay organized, but with that, keep your perfectionism in check, which means we can't be perfect at everything. There are going to be errors, and that's okay because, you know, we're all striving to be better each and every day. But do not let that perfectionism tendency bog you down because it adds extra stress.
So next week, you're going to give us how to stay organized. I'm just throwing that out. Okay. Business of the week. Awesome.
Some
look at this.
Some people are not.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's part of my short attention span.
Some people are beyond help there, Paul.
Okay. BBSI. What in the world is that?
BBSI is one of our chamber members out of Twin Falls.
Okay.
They are a HR agency. So what they do is they have temporary jobs, a lot of temporary jobs available on their website. They help small businesses do payroll and human resource stuff. They have also become quite the experts on any of the PPP loans for businesses.
Oh, okay.
So they have a variety of resources
and
tools. And so if anybody specifically is looking for jobs, they have quite a few seasonal type jobs available, so you want to check them out.
BBSI, check them out. And there is an invitation out there for them to come on the radio station, and we'll talk to them and find out what more they'd like to tell us. Well, good morning, Ernie and Rhonda. Good morning. They're checking in with us.
Good morning.
All right. So events. We've got a couple of things coming up today, being the 23rd. So we want to mention tomorrow.
Yeah, the Fall Festival Craft Show out at Mountain View Barn.
Right.
That's at 10 to 4.
Now, we do want to mention that the Jerome Trunk or Treat downtown is canceled, but there is another one.
There is another one. Yes. On October 30th, which is Friday, Southern Idaho RV and Marine is hosting a trunk or treat that will start at 2:30 p.m. out at their lot, and they're going to have all sorts of activities. The event will go from 2:30 to 6 on Friday the 30th.
And if you are not sure where that's at, just keep going as you get
Bob
ready
Barton
to turn.
Road.
Bob Barton Road. It's as you go down Golf Course Road, right across the street. Instead of turning toward Conpaulus, turn away, and then you're there in about a quarter of a mile or so. So there you go. Military arches, we need to mention this. This is something that we want people to participate in for Christmas time.
Yeah, for those who saw the Christmas in Jerome last year and noticed all the lighted arches, which were brand new in Veterans Park, we're expanding that so businesses can still participate. But we are offering a military discount so that somebody who has served in the military can get an arch with their name and the insignia of which branch of service they served in on the arch. So now, they can call me.
I was going to say, how do they do that? It's called Call Cheryl.
208-324-2711.
Okay, Jerome Chamber of Commerce. And give us your blog location so people can go check that out.
Visit jeromeidaho.com.
All right, there you go. Cheryl, it's been a pleasure. We will talk to you later. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you later here.
Like what you just